A new study has found that if you've friended someone on Facebook, they're probably not a real friend. That sounds rather harsh, doesn't it? The author of this report said that of the 150 Facebook friends the average user has, only 15 could be counted as actual friends, and only 5 of them are close friends. Earlier this week, I spoke to the Christian social media expert, Dr. Bex Lewis, about this. I began by asking her if a Facebook friend can ever be counted as a real friend.
I could answer that in one word, yes. I will add a little bit to that, though. And one of my constant sayings is they may not look exactly like offline friendships, but lots of people think that Facebook friends are not real friends. But I think that's real. They just look different. And quite often it's not either or. A lot of people, their Facebook friends are people that they see offline and continue the conversation online.
Do you think the definition of friendship has changed in the age of social media?
I think our perception of it has, because we're connected with more people for longer, I think. But I think in my head, the word friendship is kind of defined as someone who shares your life. And these days, online is part of our lives. So online, people share our lives. It's just, as I said, you know, the first question, it just may look slightly different from those that we share our lives with in a more physical space.
It's interesting. I was thinking about this earlier today. I've had to be really strict with the way I deal with Facebook now. I struggle going on Facebook just before I go to bed, because when you look at it, everyone's lives seem so perfect, don't they?
Yeah.
How do you deal with that when you interact with Facebook?
Sometimes I think it depends who you're connected with, because I have some of my deepest conversations with people on Facebook, but maybe not all of those are happening in the public space. So maybe using, you know, secret Facebook groups or things like that, where you're sharing more of your struggles. And I think, again, it's, are we expecting to have the same kind of friendships online? You know, because we're connected with more people, it probably looks different from the people that we connect with in an offline space. And there's a concept called disinhibition, which means people tend to forget that there's not a human being at the other side, which can be negative. It ends up with stuff like bullying, but actually positively it means people can end up being more open and able to share more things in a space where they're not having to look someone in the eye. But yes, I do know that a lot of people share their kind of only their best stuff, and you know, people will take 12 selfies before they'll post the one that they're happy with. But I think that's a human thing, and I think we have to recognize that that is kind of what people are doing and not let that get us down. But I also think that when we go outside, I think we change what we look like in front of people. So when I'm standing in front of a group of students teaching, I'm certainly not doing that in my pyjamas. So I have made an effort to look smart and that bit better. And sometimes I think we're just translating that into the online space. We're just putting a certain set of clothing on to fit the kind of etiquette of the space.
Given everything that you've said, I'm fascinated by that idea about disinhibition. I'm interested to ask about Christians on Facebook. Can this idea of disinhibition, can it make it easier to evangelise or talk about our faith with other people?
Yeah, one of my students, Bryony Taylor, did her dissertation on this a couple of years ago and found it opened a huge amount of doors for people who would never walk into a church, would be kind of embarrassed maybe to ask a question that they would worry would mean that they'd end up in a two-hour conversation with someone that they couldn't get away from. These are all people's perceptions of us as Christians, which is great, isn't it? But what she found out was, because social media is relational, so if you build up a relationship with someone where you clearly belong in a fully rounded world, you know, church is a huge part of your life, but you also engage in kind of sports and the pub and all those other activities, and people think, okay, this is someone who seems to live a real life, I can actually talk to that person and ask them a question, not think that they're going to laugh at me. And I think it's taking that very gently, the same as with kind of any sort of evangelism, is go, oh, thanks for asking, you know, I'd love to tell you this, that and the other, but not overwhelming people. But I think it really gives people a space to ask that, and it's all about how you respond. I went to the launch of christianity.org.uk, where people can ask questions about that, you know, completely basic questions about the Christian faith, and someone emailed them with something, you know, fairly horrific, and they gave a really graceful answer. And the guy came back about 10 days later and said, I was ready to write you off, but your answer meant that I was really prepared to talk to you. So I think we've got to be thinking about what we look like online, because I know a lot of people, all they see is people having all these kind of deep theological debates, and there doesn't seem to be a huge amount of space for humanity in there. And I think social media, it's about relationships, it's about being human, it's about people being connected. And I think we can be amazing in that space if we put some thought into it.
Some of our listeners, I would imagine, Bex, will be a bit cynical about mm-hmm. social media, and they'll see studies like the one that we were talking about a few minutes ago. They'll see studies like that and think, that study's absolutely right. You can't have a real friend online. I wonder if you can just speak directly to them. In your experience, how has social media impacted your life?
I've got a huge amount out of social media over the last few years. And again, Bryony, who did that piece of work, we talked online for 2 years before we ever met face to face. But because we are very like, our online and offline personalities are well aligned, that kind of slightly overused word, authentic, but it is, there's a core of ourselves in that. When we actually meet, it is who we are, and we can just continue that conversation. So I think it is about thinking, who am I? Being yourself in that space, the same as you would be anywhere else. And that does mean you're going to show different parts of yourself. The conversations you have with the person at the Tesco checkout are different from the conversations you have with someone at church. But because a lot of Facebook happens in public, that distinction has gone somewhat. But yes, I've connected with a huge number of people, sometimes online first. Sometimes I've met people offline and then had a connection online. I used to work for Oak Hall Holiday Companies as a tour leader, and it was quite interesting. There'd be people I'd talk to face-to-face for the whole week of the trip, and then we'd Facebook connect with, you know, 50 people. The people I'd talked with all week, that kind of disintegrated, but some of the people that had never talked to me that week started having conversations with me online, and some of those were quite deep and quite personal, and a real chance to kind of minister to those people and sort of help work through some issues. So, and in the same way, I've had a lot of support from people online, particularly when I've moved geographically to new areas where I don't know people, and those friendships I've had for a long time, they're maintained using online, and they're people who already know me well. So I find it hugely powerful, and I want to encourage everyone to look for the positive and look past all those media stories which tend to focus on the negative and the kind of bad stuff that's going on in the world.
That was Dr. Bex Lewis talking